Small city hospitals across Kansas often lack specialists to handle strokes and heart attacks. That limits treatment options for patients and usually leads to transfers to bigger hospitals hours away. But a few now hook up over video with neurologists or cardiologists to deliver critical care that simply can't wait. Corinne Boyer of the Kansas News Service reports how telemedicine can change rural health care and why it still faces obstacles.
New insurance billing rules kicked in last year that made it slightly easier to use telemedicine in Kansas, but adoption looks uneven. Some hospitals balk at spending money upfront for robust internet lines and sophisticated video systems. Others wonder whether their small, remote operations can handle the technology. Janine Gracie is a program director for Heartland Telehealth Resource Center. She says they shouldn't be daunted.
So if you have a smartphone, if you have an iPad, if you have a laptop, if you have a desktop with a camera and speakers, you can do telemedicine. So you don't have to go out and buy a robot.
In the emergency room at St. Catherine Hospital in Garden City, a patient who's suspected of suffering a stroke typically sees an emergency room doctor and a neurologist. But that neurologist consults over a video monitor, sometimes from another state, zooming in and out with a camera to check for symptoms. Dora Leon is the emergency room manager.
The camera will adjust in the room, then that's when you know they're coming. And somebody stays in the room, they'll come on and say hello, introduce themselves, and we leave it at the foot of the bed so they could see the full length of the body and see different weaknesses and such.
In Northwest Kansas, two rural hospitals have been using Avera eCare, a South Dakota-based telemedicine service, to pipe in specialists. Ronald Robinson is the CEO of Goodland and Atwood Hospitals. He says pulling in the right specialists can make all the difference in a complicated emergency.
That nurse from Avera can get her physician online, review the EKG for that patient, and essentially begin treating that patient within seconds to minutes.
Robinson says cameras and microphones allow faraway doctors to virtually treat patients, almost as if they were in the room.
And you dial that one. It's beginning to connect.
You are in the Zoom meeting now.
That's Martha Inahosa, the program director in the behavioral health unit at St. Catherine. Like the emergency room, the program specialist sees patients over a video call.
Because without it, a lot of patients would not be able to receive the care they need.
Doctors working remotely with ER patients can also assist bedside nurses and doctors with procedures, such as showing them how to put in a breathing tube. Brian Scow is the chief medical officer of Avera eCare.
We can actually look inside a patient's airway. We have what we call glide scopes, they're intubating devices, where we can assist with placing a breathing tube inside the airway, assist the bedside provider with these critical care skills.
22 Kansas hospitals use Avera. But Jennifer Findley with the Kansas Hospital Association says some hospitals can't afford telemedicine.
An insurance plan must provide coverage for telemedicine services, but it does not require that insurance company to pay the same as it would for the in-person visit. So oftentimes the reimbursement that the facility is given can vary.
Although St. Catherine accesses a neurologist by video, it doesn't use the service for a cardiologist. Late last year, when Garden City resident Christy Graber thought she was having a heart attack, she went to the emergency room. But the hospital's cardiologist wasn't available. Graber had two options: travel by ambulance in a snowstorm to see a cardiologist in Hayes, or simply go home. She and her husband drove home.
That's a huge expense to be taken by ambulance, a few hours away. And we decided, that we would just wait until the cardiologist was available.
Luckily, she wasn't having a heart attack, but her dilemma pointed out one of the existing gaps in the reach of telemedicine, even as more hospitals take on the technology. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.